This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
We're joined by Dr. Rebecca Powell, who is a postdoctoral research fellow in water and science at Rhodes University. I fully understand what it is to be a postdoctoral fellow, one of those things that, of course, you do so much. Pay your dues for your university. Good afternoon, Doc. Welcome.
Hi there. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
Fantastic. Excellent. Good to have you right here. I mean, I'm sure most possibly your research and your thesis focused on digital storytelling. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, I work for the African Research Universities Alliance Water Center of Excellence, which is currently housed at Rhodes University.
Yes.
And we partnered with the Social Innovation Hub at Rhodes University to run a capacity-building course on the use of digital storytelling in science communication with some early career researchers in one of our projects. So it was really a capacity building initiative with some of our African research colleagues.
Mm. What motivated this area of research?
Well, traditionally in scientific practice, the way in which we communicate our findings is through journal articles, books, that are in a particular format and structured in a way that they are quite easily accessible to other academics who can understand the kind of language, and they're very formal, concise, objective, and factual. And so a lot of this information is not easily communicated to general society, to communities on the ground who are actually experiencing the problems at hand, and usually the problems that we are researching as researchers ourselves. And so we want to really explore the use of storytelling and in this digital age, the use of digital storytelling to start bridging those gaps between, you know, science and how it's formally communicated and traditionally communicated, and then trying to bridge that gap where communities and the general public can gain access to some of that knowledge and where we can report the experiences of communities on the ground as well.
Now, Dr. Powell, what caught my attention when you were speaking is that the journals that you would find, particularly about the research that is performed in certain spaces, would be in a jargon that only those in that space of academia would understand, or perhaps relative to that space. When you talk about digital storytelling, obviously this would be a more concise, more word-friendly kind of expression of the research. Talk to me about how you're looking to integrate that knowledge of that capacity into layman's terms so that everybody perceives.
Well, what we try to do is to really simplify the language and to really make use of digital techniques. So, for example, using pictures and diagrams, using audio clips or recordings of individuals, people on the ground speaking about their experiences, their knowledge around a particular water-related problem. We're dealing with some quite serious water-related challenges in Africa. And by simplifying the language and not using sort of this, as you say, this academic jargon, we were able to make that knowledge more accessible to people, general people in society who are not trained as academics. And so it's just a particular way in which you frame up the tools you're using to make that more accessible and to try and bridge that gap.
It is the upside. We are coming to you live and real here on channelafrica.co.za. Of course, my name is Lloyd Nedoya. I'm with Sheila Ndikumana on the line to speak to us all about digital storytelling, and specifically digital storytelling that is quite very nuanced, specifically when it comes to water. It is Dr. Rebecca Powell, who is a postdoctoral researcher in water science at Rhodes University. Now, Doc, we're speaking about the African countries that you did this project in: Senegal, Tanzania, Nigeria, Uganda, Rwanda, and of course right here in Mzansi. All these countries have got some very unique characteristics, specifically when it comes to digital adoption. Was this a challenge in your program?
Initially, when we set out on this training, it was basically to train our early career researchers in the use of this innovative technique, digital storytelling. And so a lot of the early career researchers were already quite fluent, obviously, in use of computers, and it took some time for training them around the use of the software and how to effectively develop these digital stories around their particular research context. So accurately and tentatively reporting the challenges that they, the water challenges that they're researching. But unfortunately, one of the drawbacks is that we didn't get to a stage, mostly due to funding and time constraints, where we could actually then share these digital stories with people on the ground and communities. In some cases, the early career researchers were able to do that. But in other cases, there clearly would have been some barriers where some communities don't have access to digital media, obviously don't have cell phones, aren't able to access these kinds of technologies. And so one of the next stages we want to get to in this particular exploration of this tool, digital storytelling, is to see how we can then make these digital stories more accessible to communities on the ground. But our early career researchers did get to a point where they were able to use their stories in a way that they could share what they're researching and some of their findings with other colleagues at the universities across international borders. They shared their videos at a symposium, an international symposium, and with future potential funders who could then potentially fund future research work around the particular water-related issues. And further development of this tool to use to really communicate the scientific knowledge further.
Now, a lot of people would say, you know, Africa is a scar, it's a water scarce continent, not necessarily because we don't have a lot of rains, but simply because we have not necessarily invested a lot in terms of infrastructure as well. Is this one of the aspects that you have been able to integrate so well in your storytelling? And did you look into African folklore as well, which I think is quite rich and diverse in terms of focus as well and content, where you're able to bring this and pull all these factors along so that they make for an exciting story that people can consume and pass on to the next generation?
Yeah, those are great questions. To answer the first part, so we trained 10 early career researchers. The group in general are looking at aspects of water resources management, as you say. So really issues around water pollution, managing water pollution, the allocation of water resources, and the access to water resources. So we're seeing quite a bit of inequity amongst different community groups, particularly those who are poorer groups, who are smaller scale farmers, who are not necessarily gaining equitable access to water resources and who are suffering the effects of water pollution. And so these researchers are really at the forefront of trying to generate knowledge, not only academic or scientific knowledge, but to then try and learn from these communities on the ground about how they are experiencing the problems and to bring those out in the digital stories. Unfortunately, we didn't get to the point, just because this was more of a training exercise, we didn't get to the point where the early career researchers could actually spend more time with the communities, learning more about the folklore and bringing those into their digital stories. But I think that is a really important aspect, and it's really bringing that sort of that ancient tradition of folklore and storytelling into this aspect of science communication and carrying knowledge from older generations forward, which would be critical as well.
Now, Dr. Powell, what do you anticipate to see moving forward in terms of integrating digital storytelling with science and the communication around science? I think particular to water and perhaps even potentially with other people and other forces in terms of climate change. What do you anticipate to see happen in societies and communities?
One thing we would like to focus on in this particular project is presenting more of the voice of the local communities on the ground who are experiencing these problems, these water-related problems, which are obviously linked to climate change issues as well. So climate change is impacting water resources locally, and that's impacting these more marginalized communities. And if we could find the funding, it would definitely be valuable to then have our researchers spend more time with the communities, bringing in a more nuanced and accurate picture of their experiences, and also their knowledge around the local water resources, because that is key. It's bringing in different forms of knowledge and tying those together to say, okay, how can we collectively work with researchers, government officials, and communities on the ground to try and tackle some of these water-related challenges. And so I think that would be a critical next step. Is this first step was more around the early career researchers generating a digital story about what they thought the problem was, but now bringing in a stronger community person on the ground voice.
And just lastly, Prof, did you find any issues of language barriers, most possibly when you are doing this kind of research? And are you looking at translating some of these research into native languages in all these countries where you worked in?
Yes, definitely. So, for example, one of our nodes is Senegal. That's a Francophone country. So a lot of their local communities understand French. And what that particular group decided to do was to then have the digital story in English and to have French subtitles. But again, there's still some barriers with those parts of the community who might be illiterate and not be able to read the subtitles. So the next stage would be to actually make sure that these digital stories are translated into the local languages in our African countries so that they are accessible to people on the ground in the communities affected.
Excellent. Good work, Doc. It's been a pleasure, of course, speaking to you and listening to all these work that you have done as part of your postdoctoral research, specifically looking at water and digital storing. We wish you the best of luck, of course, in the next step of your research.
Thanks so much.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African Perspective.